Welcome back. Okay, we got to the concept that deep down we've got this feeling of inspiration, and now the game is how to make it into execution. And the answer there is through knowledge. Now, what do I mean? People that achieve or don't achieve are able to accomplish or not accomplish, succeed or not succeed based on one thing, their mentality. Mentality is everything. If you know something, your mentality grows, evolves, becomes more sophisticated, then you look out into the world and you can make it a reality. Before you go from inspiration to action, which is where most people get tripped up, they go, oh my God, I'm inspired. That's it. I'm changing what I do. Right away. They get a moment. I want to lose weight. Boom, right to the gym. I want to be a greater parent. Boom, right to the kids. I want to be more spiritual. Boom, right to their ritual. There's a mistake because there's a space in between inspiration and action. It's called mentality. Inspiration is inconsistent. It happens every once in a while, and you can't rely on it to change because it's going to go as quickly as it comes. If all you have is inspiration and action, the minute that goes, and it's going to go, your action's gone. You got to go from inspiration to mentality to action. Now, your mentality is critical. And the time that you spend on building the right mentality, on studying and understanding the knowledge of growth, is going to make a difference in ultimately how you're able to be consistent in your change. Now, this matters. We think our happiness and our greatness in the world is based on circumstance. It's not true. There's a great psychologist out there named Dan Gilbert. Dan Gilbert is a professor. He's a researcher. He did some great research. And one of the things that he studies a lot is impact bias, how we have a bias towards what it's going to happen to us in the world and how that bias really affects us. Basically, what he's studying is our mentality versus the circumstance and what really impacts our lives. And here's what he did. Blow away stuff. He went out and he tried to find people that had an amazingly positive impact. And he went out and studied lottery winners. And he studied them at the moment that they found out that they won this massive lottery. You can imagine, huge peak, excited, ecstatic. Then he went out and tried to find people that experienced something on the exact opposite, something terrible. And he found people that became paraplegic. And then he tracked them over a period of time. What he found was something amazing. At the moment of impact, their experience either rose up or down exponentially. But what happened was, after time, that experience came right back down to the threshold that they had before the incident. So if you were a person that was usually not so happy, that first few months of lottery winning, huge. And then after a while, what happened was you went right back to where you were beforehand. You experienced this huge, huge win. You're right back to where you started. And if you were a person that was a happy person and you had this huge problem, the first few months, terrible. But otherwise, you went right back down. And what he realized was that circumstance doesn't control the quality of your life. It's your mentality. If your mentality is high, no matter what's going to happen, ultimately you get back to that mentality. If your mentality is low, no matter what happens, you get back to the mentality. And we know this to be true because we look around the world and we see people that have things and they're not happy for it. For every person that has stuff, there's that same person or other people that for some reason don't enjoy their lives. And we see people that don't have things and yet they enjoy themselves. And the question becomes why? Because it's not circumstances that leads to your life. It's your mentality. It's how you see the world. The way you see the world is how the world is ultimately going to be there for you. And anybody who wants is, you pick up any magazine that profiles people that have achieved success in any area, whether it's in money or in finances or in changing the world, whatever it is, read the bios of people that have made a major difference. And what you'll find is that there is no background that dictates the future. There is no biography that dictates destiny. For every person that had money growing up, someone that didn't. For every person that had a functional family, someone had a dysfunctional family. For every person that was a prized student, someone was a terrible student. Why? Because ultimately there is no background that dictates your future. It's your mentality. It's how you see the world. When your mentality is strong, you live differently. And so what we're going to focus on the next few classes is trying to poke holes in misconceptions stopping us from change. Each and every one of us have a mentality, but that mentality, if it's not checked, if it's not tested, if it's just allowed to lie fallow, so to speak, it's not going to enable us to have change. And so what I'd like to do for the next few classes is identify a few misconceptions. And in these misconceptions, we're going to see that it's these misconceptions that affect our mentality that affect our ability to effectuate change. Stick with us and we'll start going through misconceptions.